This is our Wizard of Oz podcast.
This is our world. Welcome to it.
We can make as many trees as we want.
Bob Ross.
Because Bob Ross is awesome. Anyways, so.
We're talking about Wizard of Oz today. With many questions like, why was it so important? How can it be beat? We're also going to be talking about our likes, our dislikes.
Yeah, I mean, it is an older movie. I mean.
So there are going to be some flaws and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was really, in my opinion, it was kind of a little crowded.
It was pretty clouded.
Clouded?
Crowded, wow. I would say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they had just so many different actors in one place.
And so especially many props, in Munchkin in my Land. Munchkin Land was pretty crowded. They had a lot of props.
They had so many props. They made so many houses. A 3-week painting for a cornfield.
But come on, it had a depth. That was pretty cool.
That was
so
pretty
what
cool.
It took 3 weeks. It's better than having a billion corn pieces everywhere.
That is very true.
So, but no, it had a really cool theme though, you know. She whines and complains, goes to another world, kills a witch, gets worshipped, makes friends, kills another witch, gets worshipped again, and then leaves and goes home with the wizard.
So she took the wizard from them.
I know, so now they only have Glinda, who, actually, how often does she come around?
Who knows, man. Make an actual part two.
A real part two, for sure.
A real
definitely.
Part two.
Like, that goes based off of the story, and maybe she comes back.
Maybe she does. Maybe Dorothy's older when she comes back.
Yeah, and then she has or maybe it's her daughter.
Ooh. Like the Peter Pan?
Like the Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Like, Peter, what was it, the second one?
I think it was either this. Yeah, it was the second one.
I don't think they have a third one.
I don't think so.
But
either.
No, it was the second cartoon version one that was really good because I'd never actually seen it.
It's decent.
All I know is that it was her daughter that time.
Yeah.
So that could be definitely something else. But everyone seems to want to know for our class is why is it such an important movie? What was so great about it to make it such a classic?
It was very original.
It was. It was original, inventive.
Oh, yeah.
It was new and exciting and brought so much more color to movies and
so many more different things into it, too, like lip-syncing.
Lip-syncing, for sure.
So that you can dance and move around at the same time.
I had no clue they were actually lip-syncing. I thought she was legit singing and dancing at the same time.
I know.
And then we watched the documentary, and it's just like, oh, hey, okay.
Oh, hey there. Oh, hey, girl.
Nice to know that, you know?
Just, like, the thing of how weird it was to mix voice and background music at the same time.
That was really new for that time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool, too.
Ooh, the Technicolor.
Oh, my God, yes.
They had to, like, remember what they were talking about in the documentary where the shoes were turning out orange?
Yeah, so they had to make it more of, like,
a magenta.
A magenta color, so, like, adding more purple to red.
Yeah. They were adding so much more. I wonder how her makeup actually looked in real life.
I do wonder.
Like, if her cheeks were, like, red, but it was turning out orange, did they have to, like, change the coloring of things on people? I thought so.
Like, that was one of the great things about this movie, too, is the costumes and the makeup.
Yeah, it just had so much more personality. It was very personality.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
I love how they did the makeup with, like, the screws on the Tin Man.
I did. Like, you saw that it was a Tin Man. And then when he banged on his chest with the orchestra and how they like, made it sound like actual tin.
Hoo, hoo.
Bang, bang.
Oh, I love how they did that. Like, think of how incredibly talented these actors have to be to get it exactly timed.
And well, maybe not the music, actors. What if it was the music?
The
people?
Music had to be so on time.
Mm-hmm. That must have been hard.
Like, I could just imagine the strength and patience that it took to do this.
Oh my goodness. I wonder how many takes that took them. Could you imagine? Take one, action one. We're getting this done. 20 takes later.
Yeah. I felt like a recording.
Yeah. We took, like, 3 or 4 recordings, and we were like, oh, yeah, we got to figure out another way to do this.
And now, here we are.
Actually recording, and we are not stopping, no matter what. Brother interrupts, we're going to record right through him.
Pretty much, yeah. Just like me eating this popcorn.
Oh.
I'm still talking with popcorn.
But no one has to know. Or at least see it, you know? Who needs
to actually see our faces.
But anyways.
The cultural impact.
Wait, we're going back to cultural impacts.
Like,
yeah.
Think of how brightening this had to have been.
It was definitely a depressing time area, that's for sure.
Like, we're basically coming from a time where people basically had nothing. People didn't have jobs.
She kind of didn't really have much either, to be honest. If you went, like, she didn't have much. She had a dog.
She had a dog. She had her aunt and her uncle.
And a few friends, but they were on a farm. They really didn't have a whole lot.
Yeah, it's just them trying to kind of make it through.
And then to go into this wonderfully colorful world from gray, dark, dull life into this amazing, colorful dream world where everyone's happy and singing and dancing, and if they're not happy, they somehow die.
And think of how much more adventure is there, too.
That is
true. Like, think of how, like, from that dullness again, how much they can experience more in that world.
Follow
the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. But no, see, she had this huge, wonderful brick road to follow that took her through, like, orchards full of talking trees.
Sure, they kind of abused her a little bit, but...
Well, you try... You go up to someone and pluck an apple off of them. They wouldn't be too happy.
They'd just be, like, trying to pick someone's mole off of them.
Exactly. But like, they threw them off themselves. So people don't pick their own moles off of them. It'd be like plucking someone's hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That makes more sense.
It does. But no, so... And then she meets all these wonderful friends, which was kind of cool to notice that they were actually her friends from...
real world.
But, see, since they were from real life, it was like, you can definitely tell it was a dream.
Yeah, it was a dream. You could tell that she's more of paying attention to people that, like, listen to her in
real
life.
And gave her actual advice instead of dismissing her like her aunt. They were busy and stuff,
that was
but...
one of those things that I really didn't like. Like, if your, like, niece brings up, hey, there's, like, Miss Gulch is going to be bringing the sheriff, I think I'd pay a little bit more attention.
Or just bring up the fact, yeah, my dog bit someone. You know, I'd be brushing them away, would you?
Like, I get it. You know, your little chicks are dying, but...
The little chickies. They were kind of cute, though.
I don't know. We didn't really get to see the chicks, though.
Well, no, but we got to hear them, and their sounds were cute.
They sounded cute, yeah.
They did sound cute. But, like, words, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just... It's so sad of how dismissive they were of her,
it
honestly.
It was, like, and then comes in, and they kind of fight for the dog. They kind of did. They really did.
No, they tried.
But once you bring up the warrant and go get the sheriff, it's, like, it's really hard not to.
It's so unhelpful. Oh, my God. I love the line where Aunt Em was, like, I've been wanting to tell you how I feel about you for this many years, but being a Christian woman, I can't say it. And then she slams the door, like,
psh. I know, right? Just, psh. And I can't say it, but there's something I don't want to tell you. And you know it's not Christian.
Honestly, that is, like, the biggest insult you could hear from, like, a good pious woman.
It really truly is. Like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So we apologize for the little, like...
Hiccup. There.
We thought our thing was stopped recording, so if it didn't, you're just gonna hear us say something twice again, so... You know, have fun with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were basically talking about how... Aunt Em saying that...
She's such a Christian woman, she can't say this. If that's not an insult, I don't know what is.
Especially coming from a pious woman.
Oh, yes, she was very, very much that word.
She was that girl, I go to church every Sunday.
I
go to church, like, a few times a week. I read my Bible every day.
I go to the picnics. I make the pies.
She's that lady.
She's that lady that... No one actually technically likes. But at the same time, they love her cooking.
They love her, but hate her at the same time.
Yes.
Like, it really depends on who you are. Like, it's a love-hate relationship.
Kind of like the lion, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah,
lion. That's for me, anyways, for the lion. He's a very love-hate character. He's super whiny. He's like that little cousin you have to constantly watch. And it gets annoying. I mean, you love them, and they can be really fun and entertaining sometimes. But who wants to constantly be watching their cousin? All the
time.
Yeah,
and the thing is, too, is that this lion is clearly older than Dorothy.
By far!
Like, well, clearly.
Clearly, by far.
So, I feel like it should be the other way around.
Yeah, but since he has no courage, he's supposed to be, like, the scaredy cat. But just because you're a scaredy cat doesn't mean you have to be whiny.
Yeah, be frightened, not whiny.
Yeah, I mean, he had frightening abilities, but he was also kind of like... He was, like, depressed almost. He should have been the one with no heart.
I know. Like the, oh my god.
He really should have been the one with no heart.
That's like with, even with Tin Man, I feel like he kind of whined a little bit much too.
Well, yeah, he did a little, but here's the thing, he had a reason he had no heart. How, what is he supposed to feel?
That's very true. But then again, I feel like also they were trying to show the point, like, it doesn't matter if they have it or they don't have it. They do have it instead. Yeah,
because the Scarecrow, he had brain. He just, he didn't know.
He didn't believe he had brain.
Exactly. He didn't believe it.
It's like the Tin Man. He was, like, the most loving and passionful of all of them.
He was. He was, like, this caring uncle father figure to Dorothy.
Yeah. Like, honestly, all three of them were, except for the Lion. He was, like, half uncle,
half annoying little cousin.
Half, like, that younger, like, family member that...
Yeah, see, I liked his character. Like, he had character. Like, he was full of character, mm-hmm. and he was full of, like... he was relatable, too.
Maybe that's why we don't like him.
Oh, gosh. He was...
He's too relatable.
Way too relatable, then. Like, how is he relatable, though? Like, I relate to him, but I don't know how.
Teenage angst.
Teenage angst. I love it.
Honestly, like, we've all been through, like, that little section of our teenage life where everything sucks. My life is falling apart. And you haven't even experienced real life yet.
He was, like, falling apart even though he wasn't, well, for him, he was an adult, but, you know, it felt like.
Well, it's like, how did he even become a cowardly lion?
How is he?
Was he just raised cowardly? How does that work?
Maybe something extremely traumatizing happened to him.
Oh, no. Dramatic experience.
Maybe.
Flashbacks. A lot of people with spiders.
Flashback music goes on. Cowardly Lion walks into spider-filled room.
Oh, no.
That's when it happened. Game over. He's now a coward the rest of his life until Dorothy.
Dorothy?
But no. That was just, yeah, he's a little too relatable.
And I think that's why, yeah, a lot of people might not like him as much.
My mom likes him a lot, though.
Like, people love him, but then some people also... Aren't the bands? No, I would say
they're really not. My favorite character, though, Scarecrow.
Oh my god, same.
I can relate to him in a good way. I'm clumsy. He's clumsy. I mean, he's. Did you not see him in the beginning trying to stand and walk?
He was basically just like he was like nothing. He was like a paper. He was a paper.
Well, I mean, he is full of straw, but he was like a noodle. Which how did the actor do that?
That's what I was just gonna say. Like the actor, imagine how. Like, flexible he has to make himself, how loose he has to be to
he
be
had
this
to be loose,
character.
Like, loose.
Like, to fall like an actual scarecrow would.
Or
like,
that hurt, and he like, just kept going.
Scarecrows don't have joints.
That's true, they don't.
So.
Scarecrows, then how is he moving if he has no joints? He's just like,
boop, straight leg.
Boop. But he can't keep straight if it's just like, he's like a noodle, just boop, boop.
Oh yeah, totally. And I feel like also the thing with Scarecrow that I like the most is the one, he was there from the beginning.
He was there from, like, Dorothy. The beginning. Like, as soon as she hit the yellow brick road, there's a Scarecrow.
And also, he was the one where, like, he didn't panic when she and the Lion fell asleep. He didn't panic. He tried to stay as calm as he could.
He was pretty calm. Even when fire happened and, like, you know, when he had to go hit the thingy to drop the, like, lamp, or not lamp, but, like, the, thing full of candles. He was super calm about it. He's like, whoosh.
And think of that. That was also showing his brain at that moment. Like,
that
he
was.
Had to,
he had a brain.
It'd be analytical.
But he didn't believe he had a brain. So it's just like, it was just a freak coincidence.
It's like, if it's not a physical thing that you can feel, it's not there.
I guess. But it's not true. It's so not true. Like, we technically can't feel the air.
What about emotions? Whoa. You can't see them.
You can kind of see them with, like, facial expressions, but the person itself can't,
like,
see them.
The physical form of an emotion.
I can feel pretty sick when I'm sad. Is that a feeling? Can you feel that feeling? Is that feeling a feeling?
I have no idea.
Feeling a feeling. But no, he did have a lot of brain, even though he didn't, like, seem like he was. To be honest, he was more like a boyfriend figure, in my opinion, since, you know, I'm like, nah, whatever.
You're there.
I'm there. I kind of saw him as, like, he'd be a good boyfriend. But for Dorothy, since she's, like, 12, he's, like, a fun uncle.
Yeah. Or the big brother.
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, the silly big brother.
The silly big brother that's, like, there for you. Yeah.
Like, might baby you around a little bit, but...
Yeah, he did baby her a little,
I know,
but not
personally, a lot. Always been single. over here. So, I mean, these would be the qualities that I would love to look for in a boyfriend, though.
Yeah, he's funny.
Like, you're silly, you're funny, you're loving. You got all these great qualities about you. I wouldn't mind clumsy. Clumsy wouldn't bother me too much.
That'd be fun.
Because it would, again, it add to that silliness.
Yeah, it's like a fun thing to have. Unlike the Tin Man, to be honest, he was
eh.
But that's because he had no heart. He didn't think he had a heart.
And that made him whiny.
That did make him a little whiny. But he was caring. If you didn't notice, like, throughout the movie, he was pretty caring about Dorothy.
He was very caring. But I did notice once in a while he was a little bit dismissive.
Well, you tried maybe not towards Dorothy. But to the other guys. Well, you tried not having a heart. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine just, like, rips out heart.
Well, he was never made with one.
That's very true. The Tinsman forgot to give me a heart.
Of course, so... I'd be pretty, like, dismissive, too, if I was for a year not able to talk to anyone, because I'm rusted.
You were basically, like, an introvert for an entire year.
But he wasn't a willing introvert. Yeah. He was just stuck.
Wait, speaking on that matter, too, how come no one who has ever walked down here freed him during that year?
Because they couldn't see him, because Dorothy had to go through the bushes to see him, remember?
I know, but you...
What did the trees that talk know he was there?
That's a good question. Ooh.
Maybe they were just trying to distract people from finding him because he cuts down trees.
They're like, bro, I don't want this guy cutting me down.
But
he could go the other way.
But would he actually cut down a living talking tree?
Who knows? What if the other ones were living and talking too?
The Aspens?
I don't know.
Could you imagine if they had, like, a personality? That would be cool. What? Aspens should have personalities.
I feel like an aspen...
It would be, since it changes colors so beautifully and stuff. It'd be a very rambunctious
and
tree.
And it's all over the place. Branches are everywhere.
Let's not think about that, because now I'm thinking the Tin Man cutting down this amazing rambunctious tree makes me sad.
Aw.
So we're going to change the subject to, like, costumes or something.
Oh my gosh, they did the scarecrows so well.
They did. I think Tin Man's more, I think.
Tin Man definitely does have more, I would feel like.
I mean, I know it was like cardboard or leather or something like that, but...
I feel like the idea of the music playing...
The orchestra made it.
Like, it made it feel like it was legit, like metal.
The orchestra kept it. Every time they were walking, even during other music, the orchestra kept the clicking, clacking sound of him. Like, the bang, whoosh... sounds of that he made when he walked. They kept that during all the other musics and walking and talking. Mm-hmm. They kept it. Most movies forget about those little things.
It's just like video games where they forget to put snow prints.
They do. But see, even
but it
movies,
adds to the atmosphere.
It does. It really does. But like, a lot of things forget the little things.
And it's like those little things, like, you wouldn't think that people would notice them,
but
they
do. But we do. We may not notice the first time we watch it, but if we watch it again, we're going to notice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The first time we watch it for more of the theme and all that. The second time we watch it, we're more in-depth into watching.
Well, and plus, it's the idea of when most people, when they first watch it, they're kids. They're not paying attention to those details.
But then you get older and you notice those details. Or when you're a kid and they have those details in one movie you watch all the time, mm-hmm. but then you go to watch another movie and they don't have it, you realize just how...
You're like, huh, that snow prints aren't there. Huh. They did not think about adding that little sound effect there. Because even modern day movies, they have to have that music in there. Real.
But they don't keep certain little details when they do it.
And I feel like that's what adds to it being such a classic, is that
they kept
the details.
They did keep a lot of the little details.
Like, they definitely cared about it, and that's why I also feel like it kind of can't be beat.
Yeah, I don't think it could be. Like, I don't think anything close, unless it's, like, very new and inventive, it can't come close.
I mean, Avatar, it was good, but it was more of the CGI.
That was the only thing that could probably be...
CGI storyline.
Yeah, but nothing else, because it really wasn't a cultural impact.
It wasn't.
And it didn't have, like...
It wasn't really a cultural impact, as it was more of a mooked...
It was definitely more of a movie industry impact, was The Wizard of Oz, too.
Wizard of Oz definitely was, as well, but it did have more aspects than just storyline.
It did.
And then just, like, the movie industry. Like, it actually impacted the culture as a whole.
It did.
It was... It's kind of... In a way, it kind of seemed like a transition period out of the Depression.
It made movies, it made people expect more out of movies as well. Like, it really, after watching I was little, I expected more for certain movies.
Oh yeah, you definitely expect a lot more. And even now, like, my grandpa's favorite movie is The Wizard of... And I kind of can't blame him, to be honest.
It's a really good movie. It is.
It's a great movie. It's short and sweet.
But it leaves questions. Like, who was the good witch?
Was she maybe a dead mother? Because the actor was not the same for her and Aunt Em, so...
No.
That idea's out of the box.
And they didn't really quite look alike either. Like, the Scarecrow was the...
You could definitely tell that he was hunk.
Yeah.
Hunk.
I took a second, I'm like, wait, what? Oh, that was the dude's name.
Yeah.
But they all three of those characters were the other three characters that were talking to Dorothy before she left. And yeah. Then even the wizard was that guy she stopped, that magician mm-hmm. Eric guy.
And she only knew him for, like, a few moments.
Yeah, and he was even
that
in
that leaves
there.
The question, neither her aunt or her uncle were in that dream. Maybe that secret of, like, they're dismissive of me so they don't know.
Well, I mean, the other ones did give her, like, advice of sorts.
Gave her advice.
They did talk to her and make her feel like she had some sort of, like, purpose being there, kind of.
Yeah, because exactly, like, Aunt Em, she was like, oh, try not to get yourself in trouble, go somewhere you won't find. And then, of course, you find that beautiful song.
She gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah, she definitely
gets... She kills two witches!
Yeah.
And then gets worshipped for it.
Well,
kind of worship. Not
well,
like
in the real
worship.
World, though, it's like she went and got caught in the tornado.
That's true.
Got caught in the twister, which now we know is a sock.
A sock with people underneath it moving it around.
All the thing that is doing is the dust blowing up, softening the edges.
Yeah. You know what I realized, though? The three characters, Tin Man, Lion, and Scarecrow, were the opposite of the characters that were in her life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They were total opposites. Like, the lion... The guy who played him, or was
a lot
him,
more brave, and he wasn't a
and
whiny.
He was, like, talking about having courage and all that, and he was, like, courageful. He was full
that's,
of it.
I think that's what gave the theme for the three.
So, because they were that, but she needed that, so she needed, like,
she
opposites.
Needed people to teach her how to be brave, how to be smart.
How to think, how to feel.
Like,
how
emotion.
Not to, like, get scared and whiny because your dog bit someone.
As bad as that sounds, but...
That does sound bad, but it's true. It's so true.
Like, it's a lot... I feel like this is also kind of, like... In a way, it's, like, Dorothy growing up.
It kind of is.
Because I'm pretty... I don't remember quite well, but I think she's actually supposed to be 12.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Like, she's growing up. She might have already hit puberty, for all we know. We don't know this. But she's entering, like, teenagehood. Which might be terrifying for Aunt Em and Uncle Henry, but...
Which is probably why they're more dismissive, because they don't know what to do.
They're not sure how to deal with these new emotions that she's... Because, again, like, when you start, a lot of the time, like, when you start, like, growing up and more invested in yourself.
But here, because you're going through so much change, of course you can be invested in what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that and just the more selfishness lot of the time.
Yeah, but that's because everything's changing.
And a lot just, of the time, yeah.
Hey, we got 23 minutes.
Wow.
I thought we were going to have like an hour or something.
Wow.
I mean, what more do we have to talk about, really? Mm. We talked about our likes and our dislikes, the color, the technicolor, the cultural impacts. It was new, inventive, original. Nothing can beat it unless they're like that. We talked about the costumes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The witches. Who was the other witch that she had the... House
the Wicked Witch of the East. You gotta wonder.
Was she the Wicked Witch of the East? Because you have the Wicked Witch of the West and Glenda mm-hmm. the Good Witch of the North?
Who's...
Maybe it's her aunt.
Maybe her aunt good. Is the one that's not there.
And maybe she's good because you know North, South is apparently good because North is good, so South has to be good.
Yeah, it's like they're poles.
Yeah.
Same thing with West and East. They have to be wicked.
Yeah, so who's the one that got landed on the house? Or was that in him?
Oh no!
Aunt Em.
Aunt Em is dying. She's dead in the dream.
But no, the
but
shoes.
She was crying out for her in the dream, though.
That's true. So she has to be the one that's the South. If she were to be portrayed in the dream, she'd be the one from the South, in my opinion.
So that's why I think maybe the North was her mother. Maybe the North.
Ooh, evil stepmother or something, maybe. Like, maybe she had some evil stepmother she doesn't remember. And that was the one who got the house landed on her.
Maybe. Who knows? That's another question, though. What did happen to her parents?
Yeah! What's up with that?
Like, where's her mom?
Maybe that's the answer that gets left answered in the on the Red Brick Road. Where does that one lead?
That's, oh my god. I really wish that they would have at least touched on it.
Like, told her, don't go down this road because... Because
I'm also thinking, like, the Yellow Brick Road is going west.
Yeah.
Because that's where the witch's castle is, so...
Would the other one be going east?
She's going east into those lands, so who
or west
will...
Or...
What is the Emerald City of the East?
Or...
But there's already a witch's castle in the west, plus the Emerald City. Well, maybe... I feel like if it's supposed to be balanced, like, it seems like here...
It does have a balance, so each one has their own, like...
Little purpose here.
Yeah.
They got their own little city, they got their own little...
Witches.
Like, witches. Witches, witches.
Whether they're good or they're bad.
They have them anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it sucks to be you, I guess, if you don't live around the good witches.
Time to move!
Time to move over on yonder.
Over I would on yonder move. Way. But what if you don't know of anything else, and you don't know there's apparently another part of the world, unless you have follow the Yellow Crown?
Who knows? Maybe the Emerald City is, like... Kind of like the metropolis. It's got everything. It's the technology advancement there.
Maybe. It's like the same. It's got more.
It's got everything more. And then the Munchkin City is just Rozo.
Oh my good. Well, I mean.
There are like kind of a lot of short people around here.
There are.
Like, no offense to.
We live. And then. We just live in Munchkin City then.
We be the giants in Munchkin City.
I mean, there are a lot of tall people too. They do grow out of it.
A lot do. I've been noticing that, actually.
They have been growing
like,
out
I've
of
been
it.
Noticing how much more taller some of these people are, but a lot of these people moved here.
That's true. The ones that are kind of born and raised here are pretty short. We are so off topic now.
It's fine. It's fine. We covered mostly everything.
I know. I don't know what else we cover.
Man, I'm actually seriously curious about if they made a second movie that she would go on the Red Brick Road.
I would love to see the Red Brick Road.
That would be
like,
so interesting. And then the Witch of the South helps her there.
Yeah, they didn't even touch on the Red Brick Road. You know, some movies don't go down this road because...
I know, where it's like, there's a reason for it. Like, don't go down the Red Brick Road.
Even if it's like, later on, bring it as a temptation of like, hey, let's just go down this road and... It's going to be quicker. Mm-hmm. Because they have that in some movies. I don't know which ones, but they have that
where
in some
movies.
Where
it's like, oh, this is a shorter path. Maybe we could go down this way.
Finding Nemo. Let's go through it, not over it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they go over it and something happens.
Poor Dory.
I know, but she's so forgetful. How are you supposed to remember?
Well, she was like, oh, something tells me we can go through it, not over it.
But are you really going to listen to a stranger with memory problems? Just because they have an instinct to go through it, not over it?
I mean, if you're a fish, you gotta have some good instincts.
That's true, especially a forgetful fish. You learned, and she's still alive.
She has to survive off of her instincts.
Yeah, so, but no, they had that, where they had, like, two paths. Swim through it, not over it. They did touch on both of them a little bit.
Definitely.
So it's like, why didn't they touch on it with that? Is it because it was too new? To have two paths to go down?
Maybe it was too new. So that also begs the question, what would the movie look like if, could you imagine?
Especially with CGI today.
And the fact that they actually let kids act, too.
Oh
she
goodness.
Would look her age.
She would look her age, like, she would not look like she's 16, 17, 18.
Because that's how old, Judy Garland was 16-year-olds during this movie. And that's, oh my god, another thing that I just thought about, how abusive they were towards their actors.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that in class.
Like, Judy Garland, like, she would actually be slapped if she wasn't doing it right.
Really? Slapped?
Yep.
I mean, I know she had to smoke a pack of cigarettes or two a day and not
to
eat
lose
too
weight.
Much anywhere else. How does it make you lose weight?
A lot of people do get a lot thinner when the more they smoke.
I guess...
Like, they don't get hungry.
I guess that would do something, too. But, like, that's just sad. I wonder what they did to the other actors, then.
I know. I feel like this was also a time where... Not that long ago, women couldn't even vote yet.
That's true.
I mean, this was 1939.
That is true. Women like, were just starting to work because they had to, right?
Never mind. We're good.
It's still going. It just looks like it's not. But, I don't know why I got so slow for a second.
Yeah, that was funky. Anyway, so.
But no, like, they weren't they just now starting to get jobs or something? I mean, they couldn't. It was the Depression.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also where it's like, just jobs weren't available.
Yeah.
So, another thing, like, yeah, like, acting careers are becoming so much more.
Yeah, because there's nothing else that's gonna pay.
Nothing else is gonna pay, or you...
In U.S., and they're in, like, somewhere else.
I mean,
Wait, where is this movie made?
It was in the United States.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
Because I think they're in, Kansas.
Well, they're talking about it. Doesn't mean they have to be from it. I don't know. I have my brain somewhere else.
I'm not quite sure where it was made, but I know it was United States.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, hiccups. But
that's what happens when we just continually eat popcorn and talk.
And drink water at the same time.
Well, you know, what are we supposed to do?
I mean, don't want to get dry throat, but...
We don't want to, fall off the bed or nothing. So no, we have to just stay still, and if we stay still, we have to do something.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Otherwise, we're just going to go crazy talking to ourselves. And we've kind of already had this... We've had these conversations 4 or 5 times already. So we're kind of just retouching on information we've talked about over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But we did bring up more ideas, like her aunt witch. Just the one of the South.
Yeah, maybe not.
Who would her uncle be then? Where is her uncle?
Is he maybe a wizard, but he's not a public wizard?
Maybe.
Because the thing is, he said that he's the only wizard there. The Wizard of Oz, he said he's the only wizard there. But what if there is another wizard that's just, hiding out in a forest or something, not living, not showing people that he's an actual wizard?
Maybe. Or maybe he's the one who possibly made the builders. What if one of those people were her cousins? Ooh. I never really talked about who they were, per se. It could have been, her cousins. They were old enough to have children of that age.
Yeah,
so definitely. Those could be, her cousins or something.
Yeah, I mean, they don't touch on a lot of her family in the dream.
No.
In, the dream of Wizard of Oz.
No, just Uncle...
It's more of her friends is what they touch on. They don't touch on her family.
Well, maybe it's just too touchy of a subject.
Ooh. That would be really interesting if they had a second movie.
Yeah, and then she learns more about her family because of another tornado, and she runs away again because why not?
She ends up in a tornado. I still think it'd be super cool if they ended up being by the way, this actually was not a dream. What if she was always told it was a dream until she got older, but it wasn't a dream? What if it was just being teleported somewhere? Kind of like astral projection kind of thing, where it's you're using your mind and going somewhere else.
Maybe.
That could be super cool, I think.
What if the dog is the only one who knows what happened?
The Tom and Jerry version.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Where Tom and Jerry they're just sitting there what are you guys talking about? We were all actually there.
I kind of liked some of the talking episodes of Tom and Jerry. But I don't at the same time, because normally they don't talk, and I'm not used to that.
I know.
But, Toto, throughout the whole entire movie, this dog's being put in baskets and chased by people.
Aww.
And could you imagine that dog? Looking from the dog's point of view and having some guy in a lion costume chase you.
Or having some guy in an ape costume grabbing you.
With wings.
I mean, just imagine, look, they were kind of manhandling this dog.
They were, and that dog took it well.
I mean, he was probably trained to be an acting dog, but what if he wasn't? Think of how upsetting that would be for that poor dog.
That dog, how many times did he really get put in that basket? How many takes did it take? How many times did he get put in a basket? Could you imagine 8 times, take 8, and all of a sudden, this dog's just like, I'm so done with this. Can we hurry up?
Oh, and they were talking about how hot the studio was. Think about that poor dog.
I mean, people, how did their makeup not melt off? And the guy with the real lion costume, real lion fur.
Real fur.
How did he not die? I would have dead.
I'm just imagining, that's when Dorothy was, using her handkerchief on them, too. On the lion and on the Tin Man.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, don't cry or rust, you know.
Yeah.
And then just don't cry to the lion.
What if she was wiping off sweat?
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious.
No one else knows it, but she's secretly wiping sweat.
Could you imagine the makeup that would rub off on to
Maybe
that?
Maybe she didn't actually touch it. It just looked like it. Certain camera angles and stuff make it look like you're doing
Speaking
something
of crying... You know that guy that is no one sees the wizard?
Yeah, he cried a lot.
It went all the way up to his eyebrows.
Was
and onto his mustache.
Was he crying from under his hat, or was it crying up? Because if it got on his mustache, what if he was crying both ways? Up and down, it just goes,
Could you imagine, you have split tears?
I would hate crying.
That'd be terrifying.
That would be. Or maybe he has, two more eyes that cover him under his hat, and we just don't know it.
That could be.
I mean, that hat and those
eyebrows. Oh my god. Now think about it. Think about that actor that plays as him, the wizard in real life.
Well, he wanted that.
He wanted that, but think of how many costume changes he had to do. Think of how much makeup he had to put on.
How much
blood, sweat, and tears. Literally.
Could you imagine how much that area stunk? with how much people are sweating.
B.O. to the max. Ick.
How good was the odorant back then?
And we think the seventh grade hallway is bad.
Yeah. That would be sucking. But they needed those lights for the Technicolor. So, I mean,
they had to, yeah, but...
And it worked out really well.
The whole thing about moving those humongous cameras.
Oh my... They had it down.
On, like, pole things, though.
Those were, like, 50 pounds, weren't they? Like, 50 pounds a camera or
I feel
something?
Like they could be 100 pounds.
Oof.
Like, it's basically as big as, like, a big dog.
Big dog. I mean, I got a big dog. He's, like, 100 pounds, so, mm-hmm. I mean... I couldn't imagine trying to lift him. Exactly. I barely can let him sit in my lap.
Without being like all like, oh my god, I'm being suffocated.
Yeah. But you know what? It's sweet. Not having a camera on the other hand would not be.
Yeah. I don't know. I did legit the blood, sweat, and tears I went to this movie.
Yeah. The horse. The color changing horse.
How did they do that?
I think it was a different horse every time.
I don't know. It's like... I hope so.
If not,
because if not, that poor horse.
It had to have been yeah, that would have sucked.
I mean, think of how many horses they would have had to cut the mane the exact same way.
That would have taken a lot.
Make it look like he was actually changing.
But then it'd be easier if they already have all of them dyed and ready to go than trying to wash and dye mm-hmm. and wash and dye. But, like, that was a big impact on people who watched it.
Like, it was legit movie magic.
It really, truly was.
And just...
I know. I got some lodged in the back of my throat.
Oh my god. No.
Yeah. But no, so that horse was like a huge thing for people.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I could just imagine what was running through people's minds when they watched this movie.
And the oh my goodness, the color... Everything is vivid and bright and popping.
Well, oh, and the other thing is, people were told that this is going to be a very colorful movie. They see the beginning of the movie.
And it's so drab and like, what?
They're like, this is like real life. What are you doing?
And then all of a sudden she opens. Whoosh! I love how they do it. The slow open of the door, the slowly
like,
sealing
the
colors. Like
she peeks over and then just. Shh.
I loved that. That was a great way of doing it.
Like, it's such a magical place to these people.
It is. It's like a whole new world.
Pretty much.
A whole new world. Exactly. Or like, it's our little world. We can have this once.
Bob Ross. Bob.
Bob Ross. Bob Ross reference, Trace.
I'm mixing my words today. It's fine.
Oh, you've had a long day. So, I mean, why not? It's only 6:19, but I feel like I could take a nap.
Yeah.
Of course, normally sometimes I'm actually taking a nap and sleeping by now. So, I mean, can't complain.
It's whatever.
But no. Hey, we got like 37 minutes.
Holy guac.
For class, I wonder how well this is going to turn out. Maybe we should peace out, deuces, and listen to it.
I would say so.
Okay, bye!
Goodbye.
We'll see you in class.
By chance.
Bye, Mrs. Logan.
Goodbye.